106 FM Talk, 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I want to once again highlight something we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour. Just a side note, we got to talk to our buddy Jeff Poore. He'll be joining us in just a second here. But that presser that went out yesterday about the LED, the solar-powered LED streetlights for the city of Mobile, am I missing something? I mean, it's a good thing. I like that. I like if you can save paying power for the city and use solar power. I told you, I like the solar panels on the little cabin and all that. But they said, in the press release, it seemed like it was this, oh, wow thing. Solar-powered LED lights. Have y'all not gone to Harbor Freight lately? You don't see, like, lots of us have these at the house and the yard. I mean, it's a good thing. It just didn't, I guess the way the presser read it was like, solar-powered LED. And I'm like, yeah, welcome to 2020.
Yeah, and this year, with so many different news stories every single day, you'd be hard-pressed to put the solar traffic lights at the top of those headlines.
Which, I don't know. All right. Our buddy Jeff Poore, of course, you read his work at Lanyap, Yellowhammer News, Breitbart News, and host of the Jeff Poore Show, joining us now. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you. What do you think? I mean, high tech, there's a lot of amazing high tech stories every day. Love technology. But I think solar powered LEDs are, it's 5-10 years old and being high tech. I mean, if you can get it at Harbor Freight, it doesn't seem to be cutting edge.
Is this a press release?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so here's what I want to watch. Watch to see how many of the geniuses in the media that cover Mobile government actually run with this story.
They the two of the three have this morning. Yeah,
wow, yeah, really, this is fantastic. Attaboy.
It's good. I mean, it's like I'm not against it. I think it's a good thing. I mean, if we could save power and use solar, I think it's cool. A lot of us do that around our house using those solar powered LED lights. It's a good thing. It's just it's normal.
Really exciting. Really, really exciting. Sean, is Mobile government's gonna start using this contraption called the iPhone? Fantastic technology. I tell you, you can do everything on it.
Internet. This thing is gonna blow you away. All right. Speaking of Mobile city government, so it. Mobile starts discussing late last week the move for a mask ordinance for the city, and had support, at least we're going into Monday. It looked like it had the 5 of the 7 votes needed for the supermajority. Had a call on my show from Councilman John Williams, who said, well, not so fast. We need to look at these different parts of it, and I'm going to do something to move it to the next week's council meeting. Well, then yesterday, I guess they did another parliamentary end-around and called another council meeting for today. And they'll be voting on it. It looks like unless something major changes, you have plenty of votes in the council, have support of the mayor, and Mobile will be looking at a mask ordinance. I was surprised. I mean, Birmingham did it in Jefferson County, Montgomery, other places. But, I didn't think the votes were there in the council. And the mayor said he supported people wearing masks. This is about a month ago. He supported people wearing masks, but not an ordinance. And now something changed. Something changed, and not only Mobile, cities all over the state were moving for mask ordinances over the last 4 or 5 days.
Well, the public with this, it's not entirely clear to me how these municipalities are arriving at this. I'm of the opinion that if people were just presented with some kind of data that, and I think all this is unknown. We don't know much about this virus. We don't know as much as we should. We know much more than we did back in March and in February. But if you make the case for the mask, instead of doing this emotional thing, where grandma's going to die, and just say the virus has a percentage chance, less percentage chance if 80% of the public wear masks out or something like that. I think people would be okay with it, but it just seems this knee-jerk reaction. Oh, the numbers are spiking. Well, all this data is lagging data. It's a few days or maybe even a week behind, and the reaction is to do something at this moment in time for something that maybe have occurring back on Tuesday a week ago. So there's just all these things going on, but I just don't think in most places in Alabama the political will is just not there for a lot of these mandates. And I'm curious to see how that's going to play out in the long run.
Although that makes me, the fact that the political will is not there, and I mean, our some of the unscientific polling we've done around here. I think, let's see, the latest in our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, 69% of people say no, 31% say yes. I think it may be even higher on our Facebook poll. So the political will's not there. So when somebody moves to do this, the political will's not there. You have Mayor Stimson, who before was not for this mandate or this ordinance, now is for it. I do pay attention. It's not the usual suspects. So is there something to this?
When you say, is there something to this?
Meaning that the political will is not there.
Right.
Okay. And if you want to break down, for example, members of the Mobile City Council, Councilman Richardson has been asking for this in some version for a month, month and a half. Okay. So but back then he said he didn't have the votes. But now you have the votes. You may have as many as six votes in the council for this. And you have Mayor Sandy Simpson, who a month, month and a half ago was saying, hey, I'm for wearing masks, but I am not for an ordinance requiring it. He's for the ordinance now, too. So when I see this, I wonder, is there something else to this? Do they,
they're fighting religion all of a sudden in the.
Could have had that come to Jesus meeting? Could it be a stat? Could it be a report they saw? Could it be a trend? I mean, there.
Or could it be the weird thing about this? And people say, well, the mask isn't partisan or whatever, but it really is partisan. Look at the people that are pro-mask.
Oh, it's become partisan for sure. Absolutely.
But even if we, let's say we're an alien from another planet and we're observing planet Earth right now, and then we look at the United States of America, we talk about masks and stay at home and all that. The stay at homers and the maskers, they just so happen to be Democrat voters or left of center. And everybody else that thinks this is silly and an infringement on your freedom just happen to be right of center. Did this come because. You know, is it which came first? You know, was it because it's political and that's why people are picking sides? Or is the natural instincts of people will fall along these lines where we don't want to be told what to do by the government, especially when, like, I think a lot of people, I know you're different, you and Dalton are different here in this regard, but a lot of people just don't know anybody that's had this virus or mm-hmm. aren't aware of it. It just seemed like something so far removed from their lives. That we're being punished for something going on in New York City or wherever that may be, and you know they don't see the direct impact. And I'm not saying one way or another that justifies it, but that is the perception. And sometimes that perception is reality.
Yeah, and you're right, Jeff, that a great number of people don't know anyone that's been seriously harmed or died from this virus, but there are a large number of people that have been economically harmed by the shutdowns. I'm wondering if these mask ordinance were proposed maybe a little bit differently. They said, you know, if people can wear masks, then the odds of us having to shut down the economy again drop drastically. I wonder if it was kind of an either-or thing, if there would be more support behind this.
It may very well be, but I cannot see without some kind of revolt shut down the economy again, and so maybe you do it with, well, you can't have football unless you don't wear about it. I don't know, all these carrot and stick approaches seem just that still doesn't seem fair. It's this idea of being punished and having to live a different lifestyle for something that's so going on and you know a far way away. And it seems like people that ought to be worried and take the right measures, those are the ones you ought to be telling to wear a mask or whatever. You know, you can't, there's this one size fits all approach, and I just think the public rejects that in some way, particularly in Alabama.
But there's a virtue signaling going on both sides to wear a mask or not wear a mask. And obviously, a lot of people are doing it. Let's say people wearing masks, they feel like it's for health reasons, but there is a virtue signaling going on there, especially when you see somebody with a mask that's not on properly. They're having it almost as a talisman against getting the virus. And then I think there are plenty of people who don't wear the mask. I talked to them, they don't wear the mask because I'm going to show them. Okay, so those things are out there. There's that battle. But back to what I was saying, the reason I pay attention when things don't fall in the normal formula here. So you have, whether it's here and the issue with the mayor agreeing with this move for an ordinance, or look at Texas, Republican governor of Texas, Republican governor of Florida, some of the pullbacks going on there as well. I mean, those aren't Northeast liberals. Those are Republican governors in southern states, you know, and I know Florida, you can argue, but Texas.
Does it seem, though, that you know, well, the first thing that I've noticed is, yes, the cases are going up, and even proportionally, even though there is more testing, the rate of increase is on the rise. But the fatalities and the hospitalizations not exactly spiking at that same rate.
Agreed.
So, is there something going on there scientifically that we don't fully understand?
Bingo. That's what I'm talking about. Have they, I get this, not like it's a conspiracy, but have they got a memo that they haven't released to us yet or something that is, they said, well, dang it, it looks like this is happening. We got to make some kind of move here.
But why? Well, I mean, you know,
they
would come out, and whoever they is, and just tell us this and explain this to us. But sometimes I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's sometimes it's just media pressure. And you know, 2 weeks ago, we're talking about civil unrest and statues and all of that. This is on page two, mm-hmm. and this is when things start getting lax. Well, now this is back, and this is the hot topic du jour. Now we got to start acting again. That's not a scientific approach. That is just reacting to the news cycle. People are aware of this. People are not stupid. They see what's going on here.
Yeah, it's obvious. The media spin on a lot of these things where we weren't talking about social distancing and the spread of the virus as much during those protests.
Right.
But I did see an article from a Colorado newspaper yesterday where the journalist argues that the Black Lives Matter protests actually have slowed down the transmission of coronavirus because it kept people from going out into the town because there were protests. Now, that is a spin to say that the mass protests actually have slowed down the rate of transmission.
Right. That's where you lose the trust of the public. This is very, very important. That you know, the media want to act like this is a partisan thing and that it's all politicized. Well, it's more, it's more institutional than that. There's a bigger picture thing going on here. The distrust of the media has a lot to do with this because of the way this is being handled. So I think the distrust happens to sometimes fall on partisan lines, and I think big time now in this era, this politics, Trump, and you know, you see one guy do one segment, Anderson Cooper or whatever, telling you the virtues of wearing a mask and how great that is, and then the next 5 minutes, Trump is the worst human being that ever lived, and you're sitting there, and you're a Trump supporter, and you see that, and you know, you put to it, well, I don't believe this, so why should I believe that? And then I think that's kind of where you get a lot of these partisan divides on some of these measures.
Coming right back, more Jeff Ford right here on Mobile Mornings. And welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. We're going to talk to our buddy Jeff Poor. And continuing our conversation, really didn't actually stop over the news break there, as we're talking about the mask ordinance. But it's not just the mask ordinance for Mobile, which I have my questions about, really on an enforcement side and what we're going to task MPD with doing. And but Governor Ivey yesterday basically saying, y'all just watch out. I could do the same thing for the state. Then you have, of course, other states moving to tightening up restrictions and moving more mask ordinances in effect. Jeff, I mean, your argument is one that that it's not been it seems to be just, I don't know, government reacting to something without explaining the reasons why. Is that a fair way to?
Right. And if they did, I think you got to give the public a little more credit here than a lot of these entities are. That I think people will generally do the right thing if. If they're explained, and it may make it, there's a believable case made that, and this is, I don't think this is as heavy of a lift as it's made out to be, but for whatever reason, they've decided it is a very heavy lift, and we're going to have to do it through government mandate. Just tell people why this is a good idea. Make the case. Don't use talking points from the news or whatever, because people, there's got to be, if you say there's a memo or something out there that Fred Richardson went from point A to point B, and so did Sandy Simpson, therefore you got to, whatever, convince them to change their mind. Do that to us. Change our mind, and I think people will do the right thing. But I don't need to see a video of Bo Jackson telling me, or Nick Saban telling me, wear a mask and be like me, and then that's going to make me do it. Treat me like an adult, not like a child, and tell me why the wearing a mask is a good idea.
What, Jeff, what level do they write political speeches for? Presidential? What grade level? eighth grade. In that right? Isn't that what they write them for? Eighth grade level. I mean, I wonder if this is not an example of that, but in a public policy type way. That
it does seem that way. You do feel like you're in high school with all these ordinances and the shaming and it's treating the public in a very childish way that is not appreciated.
The second part of this, and I keep dwelling on it, but I think it's a fair thing. As you look at, and I know I guess the ordinances may be different from municipality or tweaked differently from city to city, but I mean I'm going through the one for Mobile, and there's a lot of gray area in this, and now we're going to have law enforcement, right? You pass a law for Mobile, it would be Mobile Police Department would have to enforce it. That seems like if I'm a cop, I'm going, oh, you got to be kidding me. I got to judge whether right. this mask is worn properly. Was that truly a public place? Was it semi-private? Had they limited, you know, was it 6 feet of separation? Who was in the car at the same time? I mean, that's a nightmare for law enforcement.
And it comes at just the most opportune time for law enforcement,
right? That's
in America right now. You know, as everybody is decrying the police, defund the police, and Black Lives Matter and whatever, you got to tell law enforcement, oh yeah, well, even though we have made you out to be a villain in society, you're going to add this task to your list of duties. Good job, guys.
Do you think it's a little bit of maybe a feign? And I know on the text line yesterday, Supermom had said that it maybe make it such a pain in the mask to be out that you just stay in.
And there's something to that. You know, as I travel the state of Alabama, I go through these places with mask ordinances. Driving through Birmingham the other day, and I thought I would grab dinner before I head on to Tallahassee or wherever, but I remember, you know what, I'm going to wait till I get to Shelby County because I don't want to deal with the silly mask ordinance.
So there made you make a decision. All right, and a lot of text coming in here too. What about the political ramifications of this? Do you think the more mask ordinances there are, the more they're going to get people to vote by mail, or do you think this is part of any kind of plan here? More mask and more...
Where is the anti-mask candidate? Where is the guy that's saying this is all smoke and mirrors, and it, even if he is completely wrong, where is that guy that's trying to capture that segment of society? Where is the guy demagoguing all of these Karens out there? I mean, we don't see that. We don't see the other side of this. We just have really one side that owns this space, and you have a lot of people, guys, blowhards like me talking about a radio or whatever, but where is the political figure? It doesn't seem to be anybody willing to step out and do that, really, to me, not at least not in Alabama.
I mean if you wouldn't do it here, you wouldn't do it anywhere.
I see it a little in Florida. I saw it from Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. So there's something going on in Florida. I don't know what it is. I think it's the tourist economy, and there may be something to that, but everywhere else, where is the motivation here? Well, why is it there's a person out there? And I think this person, whoever it might be, if you're listening to me right now, person, and you're in elected office, make this your issue, and you will go and you will rise in popularity.
Yeah, will you, I guess people worried, though, on the CYA world, will you one day be ruining the day that you said, well, this is not good? I mean, everybody's worried about the next piece of information, the next things that come out.
Can't you rue the day that you shut down the economy and put people's businesses out and put them out of work and cause their livelihoods to go away? I mean, shouldn't that be a rue the day situation as well? Doesn't seem to be.
And I hate this because we've got like 30 seconds left, but the economy part of it as well is I think a lot of this would change if some immunity was given, whether at a federal level or a state level for businesses. I think a lot of businesses are scared silly of having to go in front of a jury to decide whether somebody got COVID at their place.
I think you're absolutely spot on about that. I think there's a liability issue that's getting this from having too much pushback.
Everybody's going to say, they have said to me, well, you'd win that case. Yeah, but how many small businesses can afford lawyering up and being drugged through court that long doing this? I think this is a big part of this story.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that might be why there's such a push to get some kind of liability protection in place.
There he is, Jeff Poore. If people want to engage in what, Twitter's probably best?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poore.
All right, man. Be seeing you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
8:30, coming right back. We got calls holding. We'll get to your phone calls at 343-0106. I think 2 o'clock today is the vote on the mask ordinance for Mobile.
On FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings. Right now, let's head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing great here at FM Talk 106.5. And it's a new month and new deals at McConnell. Tell us about I can't be reading this right. Employee pricing for SUVs?
Employee pricing for all the SUVs, plus some money on them. I think the Terrain, don't quote me on this, please, but I think the Terrain's got $3,000 or $3,500 plus employee pricing on a brand new 2020 Terrain. I mean, that's unheard of. I can't believe General Motors is doing this, but with the inventory. But speaking of that, we got a truckload yesterday. We got two X31, which is the new Z71. Got a couple of AT4s in. Got a couple of Denali pickup trucks. We got a couple of three-quarter ton Denalis, should hit today or tomorrow. They're white in color. Anybody looking for a diesel 2020, come see us. Don't want to leave out the poor used car department. We want to thank everybody for helping us out this month over there. We had a great month. Got some nice fresh trades. Y'all need to come check those out at McConnellAutomotive.com, or if you want to ask us a question, call Gene and I at 251-476-4141.
All right, thanks, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Right, 8:37, and we'll go to the phones, and 343-0106. I'm sorry, I'm reading something about fireworks. 343-0106, that's our phone number. You have fireworks now. Dauphin Island yesterday, the latest on the calling off their fireworks show, which was... It's kind of weird because it's at the public beach, and the town of Dauphin Island had the space, but because of some nuance with what happened with getting the money and doing everything early with the council, and they didn't know what was going to happen with coronavirus and social distancing, ended up a private entity, charter boat captain down there, Sicklefin Charter, stepped in and put the money up for the fireworks display, which is just a tad bit more than what my tab will be down at the fireworks shop. But they've called it off because of social distancing. So what would be my responsibility? Because we'll be down there, and if I'm doing the Sullivan family fireworks extravaganza with the bottle rockets and the firecrackers and stuff in the backyard, am I held to the same stand? I guess it's private property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe not. Or
and I'm guessing there will be more backyard amateur fireworks shows this year than ever before.
ERs will be full of people that have burned themselves or done something probably,
Wondering the shelf life on fireworks, all those that were bought for Dauphin Island for these other extravaganzas that will now not go on. Surely you can hold those over for another year, right?
I think so. Or maybe we can get a discount on them. Hey, if you're holding some of the... Can you sell them to an amateur like me? Like that? Yeah, the big ones right there. That's the ones I want. All right. To the phones. And Ricky in Mobile is first up. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Sean? Look, I appreciate that guy that just come on there.
Jeff Poore.
A lot of common sense. But look, Dr. Fauci said for 2.5 months that wearing a mask was absolutely worthless because it's airborne, and if you don't put some of your eyes, most of your allergies go through your eyes. I have severe asthma problems and bronchial asthma and allergy problems, and so does most of my family members. We can't wear no mask. We can't breathe with a mask on. It's absolutely retarded to think. I mean, they ain't even taking into consideration people that have breathing problems. And Dr. Fauci himself said for 2.5 months, wearing a mask won't work. You're touching your face, you're touching your eyes, moving that mask around. And plus, there's people that are allergic to the fiber that's in the mask and cause all kind of rashes on your face and stuff for people breaking out from it because they don't realize they're allergic to the fiber that's on it. And get rid of the virus thing. Last 2 years, 80,000 people died last year of the flu. 80,000 people died last year of the flu. 9 million people got the flu last year. And that's all. And there's more people died last year from the flu than there is this year. The total death is absolutely cook numbers. The people that are dying, the reason why they're cooking the numbers, the hospital is getting $14,000 a patient. If anybody comes in there and that they suspect of coronavirus, then if they got to be put on ventilators, they get $40,000. So there's your money for the doctors having to lie about it. To, you know, and they've been proving they've been cooking numbers. Even CDC said they were cooking numbers.
This is one of the problems, Ricky.
This
you're bringing up, Ricky.
Political.
Ricky, it's my turn. It's my turn. So you're, okay. What you're bringing up is, and I disagree on those flu numbers and COVID numbers a little bit, but what you brought up is true on both sides. The fact that you have inconsistencies on this mask thing, you know, Fauci or the World Health Organization coming and going, no, you don't have to have them, now you got to have them. Well, you don't really need them unless you have an active case of COVID, but now you all have to have them. That leads to this confusion the same way I agree with you that there's some ham-fisted and sloppy work that's been done on the coronavirus numbers. Dalton looks at them every day, and he said, look at this. This is changing this way. This actually doesn't mean this. So those things are big failings on the reporting, and it leads to people doubting that, the, you know, what is the best decision. I think what Jeff said, and I agree with Jeff, I'm a big boy. Just give me the science and just say, here is what we have today. We did this test. Here's the test. We had 25 people, and we sprayed it as an aerosol, and, you know, the mask stopped this many. Or give me some facts, you know? Let's just let's talk about some studies. I mean, Lord knows we're pouring money into...
What about the doctors, Sean, that are not tied to the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, like Dr. Buttar, the leading biologist in the world, is saying this is nothing but a political hoax, that these people are being made to lie, because that's why they're changing their mind, because they're saying, okay, you ain't going to have a job. You don't go out there and say what I want you to say. Somebody behind the scenes is doing this, and not only that, Sean, I mean, the numbers, if you check the numbers, I just got through checking the numbers on the internet, and all the last 3 years of people that died of flu and all, we're lower this year than we were last year of the total deaths of people dying. They estimate up to 250,000 people die every day of something.
Or we'd be overpopulated.
And those numbers are being cooked with these CDC numbers, and that's why it's scaring the hell out of people. These are crimes being committed, in other words. It's like going into a theater and hollering fire. You know, there's a fire in here, and you run out, everybody runs out, where 30 people get run over and get killed. That's the kind of democracy we have right now. And that's what I'm saying is that the people that are the Democrats or whoever's behind them, they're not going to stand up for our Constitution. Therefore, I got news for Mayor Ivey and the mayors of shutting down our businesses and telling people what to do. They're not immune to being sued for breaking the Constitution. If they break the Constitution and they cancel the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and every right we have, and put all these measures on us, well, down the road, they're going to get sued. I promise you. Every one of them are going to get sued because they're not, listen to them, they don't have immunity if they go against the Constitution. And all these private businesses, all they got, I'm talking to lawyers that are just chomping at the bits, can't wait to this kind of settle down so they can all get sued personally. And I'm not making this up. Everything I'm looking up, I'm looking it up.
Well, yes, we're looking up stuff too. And Ricky, we've got to go to the next caller because they're not going to wait. You know, they've got to say their piece. Appreciate the call, Ricky. Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky.
And I do believe with Ricky's medical condition, I don't think, you know, if you have breathing problems, I don't think that you are required to wear the mask. Right. That's
so,
part
and
of the deal.
He didn't let me interject. That's the other part of this too. So the ordinance for Mobile, I haven't seen the other ordinances, but the one for Mobile, just in their first draft here, has these exceptions and additional exceptions. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the other side of this. If you're in law enforcement, you have to enforce this. And here's the law, but it applies to this person, but not the other person. They're talking about children 2 years of age and under don't have to have it, but older than two, they do have to have it. Are you going to card the child to see if they're three? These are the questions. This is, ordinances get passed, and then law enforcement on the front lines has to figure out how to do this. And then what I don't want to have happen is I don't want to have things enforced unequally out there. If you have laws that you can't enforce or can't enforce equally, then maybe you shouldn't have a law.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the memes going around online, like these certificates that you can print out that says, I don't have to wear a mask because I have a medical condition. And then, so even if you don't have this weird Facebook certificate, or get a note from your mom, if a policeman pulls over or gets a report that someone's out without a mask on in the city of Mobile, and that police officer, asks the person why they're not wearing a mask and gets prepared to issue them a citation, all that person would have to say is, I can't because of a medical condition. I don't think police officers can ask you why.
Yeah, I guess that would be HIPAA, right?
Right. I don't think they can, look into your records and find out. But so it's going to be, you're right, nearly impossible to enforce. And a law without teeth, what is that?
Right. So maybe it's just like Supermom said and others, that it's to make it so uncomfortable people just stay at home and effectively keep the social distancing that way. Back to the phones. Chris is in Mobile up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How can they try to implement and force? Because that's what they're going to want to do. They're forcing us to wear a mask when not any one of them down there at that city council's got a mask on, or they're sitting they're not even sitting 30 feet apart from us. But yet they want to mandate a rule that we have to do this. I think it's wrong. I think it's ridiculous. We're all going to catch this corona, so you might as well live with it. If I could go get injected with I was fixing to cuss. If I can go and get injected with it now, I would get in line to go ahead and get it over with.
Chris, would you waller in it like a dog gets in something in the yard out there and they start
dive in it with like a Corona dive. You know what I mean? Drinking a Corona beer today if I could and get it over with and let's do it. There are so many people in this country right now that's had it. They don't even know they had it. So all of a sudden, they're going to make a big ordeal of it. We've got to live with this. So what are they going to do? Mandate a rule now that we've got to wear a mask? Well, for how long? To the end of the year?
They said 30 days. Yesterday, they said it was
ridiculous.
Chris, appreciate the call. They said, I guess I appreciate the call. Yesterday, they said 30 days. Mm-hmm. Of course, that, then they could come and restart that and do all that. So.
Yeah, they're fired up today. Tough to fact check Ricky and Chris in the moment, but I will tell you, looking at video from City Council yesterday, separated by far more than 6 feet.
Thank you. So you took that, yes. They are doing their 6 foot of distancing. They had done a bunch of stuff before in Zoom calls. Style meetings, and they do have masks as well, whether they have them on at that point when they're 6 foot of distance. Also, from the text line here, somebody works in medical billing says, we do not get that amount for a COVID patient, not by a long shot. Old boy is delusional. That is a response for Ricky there from the text line. We'll get more of these texts when we get back. It's 343-0106. That's the phone number, and this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Implement speed reading to get through the volume of text as well. Well, this one from Chris from New Orleans. We call him New Orleans. Chris said, I just want to point out that old Mr. Ricky there had quite a few breathing and lung issues, but man, he's sure a long-winded and loud conversationalist. Conversation, though, Chris, means both both ways. By the way, I sound tired. Dan says, a lot of people out there that share Chris's sentiments, even though they may not be as outspoken about it, you sound tired. Well, you know what? Call home. We're going to do that maybe on tomorrow's show. We're going to call home and put the whole family that's on summertime schedule on the phone and talk about Dad getting to sleep sometime before 12:30 in the morning. We as an audience, a group here of FM Talk 106.5, we're going to make that call to the house, put it on speakerphone, and have that discussion. I'm fixing to riot at home.
I have a 16-month-old, and I get maybe twice as much sleep as you do. It's amazing.
But yes, Dan, thank you for noticing that. And a lot of people say, did I say Waller in it? Yes, that's what Waller.
Waller in the holler.
The dog will go out and get in something stinky and waller in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So Chris wanted to get the COVID, so you could inject it, or you could just, if there was like some COVID out there, you just waller in it.
Yeah.
Do I speak a different language, I guess? I don't know. All right. Let's go to Let's go to Tara in Mobile first. Hey, Tara.
Hey, I have a suggestion. Maybe far out there, but it may be practical.
It's a far out hour right here. It's off the rails, so go ahead.
It'll at least help law enforcement out some. These folks with the fire and brimstone attitude, because everybody's, you know, going to make us do this and make us do that. If they are stopped for not wearing a mask or whatever, each officer could carry, first of all, the person should have, if they have a medical condition, they should have a 3x5 index card with "I have a medical," you know, with them at all times. And the officer should have one also, you know, it's like that says "will not wear mask." And then the officer can use our technology, which has been used for them so much lately, and go ahead and take their picture and record them saying, "I'm not going to wear a mask." And so when they do get it, at least they can be last in line to get treatment.
So you're gonna dole out, if somebody does not comply with the ordinance, you're gonna withhold medical attention from them.
No, they can just be left alive.
Well, you're kind of withholding it then. So the totalitarian state of Terra is coming around. All right, let's go to James in Grand Bay next. Hey, James.
Hello, Sean. Long time listener. Appreciate talking with you. I would like to throw another angle on the required masks.
Okay.
I do realize the city council can only implement policy for the city itself. Mm-hmm. But my point is, we have an upcoming preliminary election here, primary, I guess, in a couple
runoff
of weeks.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folk well away from the downtown area that flat are not, I repeat, are not going to wear a mask for any reason. They'll stay home, do without, order groceries online, whatever. And I have a concern that there may be a record low voter turnout due to this mandate, especially if it should stem into the county.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I was on Alabama Politics This Week TV show 2 weeks ago, and they put me on the spot. They said, what did I think the turnout would be here? And, you know, I don't like going on record because it sets you up for being wrong, but I went on record. I said between 7 and 9%, I think, is what we're seeing. I don't think we have double digits.
Well, we have, as I listen to all your interviews with, like, Mr. Carl, Mr. Hightower, Mr. Sessions, Mr. Tuberville, these are some very important elections in the future. And of course, with Mr. Doug Jones still in the hunt, I think somehow we need to get the most people involved that we possibly can to try to get the right candidates in office to represent us.
I agree. James, call back. I enjoy
yeah.
James' call. Thank you, James.
And, you know, the primaries are one thing, but what about November? What about if there's another
the general
wave in the fall? Yeah, general election. What will the turnout look like then? It's impossible to know right now.
So many things. This is 2020. Okay, this should be the hashtag, this is 2020. Mm-hmm. You ask a question like that, and I go, I don't know.
It's impossible to know.
I mean, think about things that you would say this year that you wouldn't have said last year, okay? So something that would have made sense last year, or something that would make sense this year that you would say in 2019, and people would be like, what? Okay, here you go. Because I asked this question, by the way, and side note, people have been asking again the same question about concealed carry permits and masks. I've checked with, now this is specific to Mobile Sheriff Sam Cochran. This is Mobile County concealed and carry permits. But you are okay wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear a mask and still have a valid concealed carry permit. The other question I asked is, could I walk into a bank wearing a mask? They said yes. So think about if in 2019, I said to y'all back then, we hit the time machine, I went, hey, they wouldn't let me into a bank the other day because I wasn't wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, you'd be like, what are you talking
about? Yeah.
But in 2020, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if the ordinance goes through, you'll be required to wear a mask into a bank.
Crazy. And
that's why I don't know when you ask me questions, because it's strange.
And banks were ahead of the game. They already separated their tellers from the public.
Yes, that's right.
For other reasons, but
everything in the world will be using those tubes. Just everything will be coming through a tube. All right. Hey, we picked this up again at noon today for Midday Mobile.